Blog Talk Radio.
This is George Gamond, and it's Monday and a new week. Hopefully your week is starting off really well. My week was kind of hectic. My morning was really, really hectic. And so, yeah, so it got off to a fast start, but also had a lot to do. So how's everyone? Welcome to the show. Hopefully you'll be calling in. As the lead into the show or the write-up of the show was about inspiring. And I really think about that as a purpose or a goal, is to inspire people. And what spirit wants to do is inspire you. What the universe wants to do is inspire you, to help you to get motivated or to inspired to reach out to whatever you want, get whatever you want in life. And sometimes you just need a little guidance. You just need to know, like if you're asking questions psychically, well, you know, what can I do? I had a Facebook friend who called me, and we called actually through Facebook. It was kind of cool. You could actually call through Facebook, which is kind of a nice thing. It's kind of, you know, free and you can talk, but okay, well, we'll get into all that. But we talked about this idea of achieving things in our life, just changing directions, really figuring out what the bliss and goals are, and then going for it. You know, as a claircognizance, I'm reading people, and I'm reading about what they want, and you know what's going on inside and what's holding them back. So I thought that's an interesting to inspire. Sometimes is to look into somebody and see what they want and what's holding them back from getting it. Okay, so I have an article from Pam Grout, and it just came to me a few minutes ago, and I thought, well, it's so appropriate for this because, and I have some other, and so I thought, yeah, let's look into this article, because then I have a couple other, another article about what's holding us back from being inspired. You know, what are we doing that's keeping us from getting it? Because we can be all... So we'll get into that, Pam's article, and then we'll do some other things. And yeah, let's do Pam's article, because it's kind of really appropriate to what I've been talking about, is inspiring. And sometimes we can do something. Well, let me get into hers then, okay? She quotes Amanda Palmer, which I don't know. So well, she would think things so hard that they showed on her face. Yeah, that's an interesting quote. She would think things so hard that they would show on her face. It's like you get so intense about things that your body shows them. So, okay, let me get into our article. And if you want to call in, if you have any questions for spirit, and if you want to talk to ancestors or past lives, whatever you want to do, we can do it. But it's all about inspiring you to achieve your goals. And sometimes if you know it's going to happen, it's easier to go there, right? I got an email the other day from a reader of one of my books. Help, she said. I just can't figure out what I'm doing wrong. I meditate every day. I made at least 3 vision boards. Every morning I make lists of positive aspects. I've got a focus wheel. These are the 2 practices recommended by Abraham Hicks. And nothing is happening. I was so exhausted just reading her email. That's what I told her after a few deep breaths. All of those practices are fabulous, and I'm a fan of Abraham Hicks myself. But I also know how tempting it is to work hard, to try. Now, if you've just joined me, this is a quote from Pam Grout, one of my favorite authors, you know, E2, E3, and she has a new book coming out, Thank and Grow Rich. Thank and Grow Rich. About gratitude and other things, right? Okay, so going on with her. But when we try so hard, we negate truth, when we put up roadblocks all to the good that wants to manifest, we put up roadblocks to all the good that we want to manifest before our eyes. So trying too hard is what she's saying, slips you into this negative space, right? As if we go brain dead and forget all this stuff we're trying to manifest is really ours. Okay, let me read that again, because that's an interesting statement. It's as if we go brain dead and forget that all this stuff we're trying to manifest is already ours. This is an important thing to say again. Everything we're trying to manifest is already ours. And I've been telling people that in readings or leading up to readings or leading up to talking to you, that it's already out there. What you've been asking for is already out there. The universe is going to provide it. Now, that's a hard one to realize, but let me finish the rest of her article. But that's difficult sometimes to accept that, isn't it? Sitting right there in your field of potentiality, twiddling its thumbs. It's waiting for you. Ooh. And I would say at that point, it's waiting for you to be in alignment with it or in alignment with Source. But because you're on a different wavelength, not the wavelength of it, of I don't have it, the frequency of better get on my running shoes and move faster, try harder, it's invisible to your eyeballs. Ooh, that's a good point, isn't it? That's what I've been saying. You're out of alignment. You're on the wavelength of I don't have it. The frequency of I better get on my running shoes. I better work harder. I better work harder. Then the wavelength is it's mine. I'm just going to relax and let it come to me. I'm just going to relax and let it come to me. I'm not going to try. I'm not going to work so hard at it. Well, let me continue on with her article, because this is really kind of one of the fundamental truths of manifesting anything you want in your life. And so this is my show is about inspiring you to look at this from a little different point of view. All of us already living the life most extraordinary, but because we're focused on all we don't have and what we're trying to get, it's fuzzy and not something we can put our hands on. It's surrounded by static. Just like a filmmaker decides which of many projects his lens focuses upon, we get to decide if we want to zero in on the stuff in the foreground, what we have now, or if we prefer to shine our lens on something else. We're the cameraman. Oh, that's our thoughts are like a camera, right? We focus on something, and do we focus on lack? Do we focus on I want it, I don't have it? Or do we focus on, yeah, okay, I'm going to let it go. I'm going to relax, enjoy my life. I'm going to enjoy what I have right now. It's important to remember that reality is never static or complete. It's an unending process of movement and unfoldment. We choose what to unfold, what we put in our lenses, and where we point our viewfinder. So where are you putting your energy? Are you putting your energy in, I don't have it, I want it, oh, it's so hard to get it, trying all these things, try, or are we just allowing it to happen, putting our focus on the end result, just knowing it's happening? You know, okay, let me use my own analogy there a little bit. Okay, what if you knew if you wanted $1 million, let's say, and you wanted the money, but you knew it was coming. You were guaranteed that it was coming. You were absolutely guaranteed. You know the check is written. They've sent you a picture of the check that's being written to you, and you know it's in the mail, and you know it's coming Federal Express, and it's been certified and guaranteed. Wouldn't you just relax about it? Wouldn't you say, okay, yeah, I know it's coming. It's guaranteed. I've seen the check. You know, some skeptics were there. You're not doing it's in my hand, right? No, but doesn't that make it feel easier? If you absolutely know it's coming, it's absolutely out there for you, wouldn't you just relax and enjoy life a little bit more? Know it's coming, right? Feeling more comfortable. I'll give you an example of my own life. I have an older brother. He's 86. Owns property, has investments and so forth. And his health is kind of okay, but, you know, he's 86. And I, well, same mother, different father, and there's a huge time, year gap between myself and my siblings. But he has no children. And he has one other brother who's close to the same age. And people were telling me, well, you know, if the house, you know, he dies and there's no will, and I've tried to get him to sign a will, but whatever. Okay. And they, you know, what's going to happen, and it's going to, the state's going to get it. And I thought, well, that's not, you know, I like the property for a lot of different reasons. And then I was reading this weekend, you know, a little excerpt about what happens when somebody dies and there's no will, their real property. And they said it goes to the siblings. There's a line. It goes to the spouse, it goes to the children, and it goes to the siblings. I thought, hey, I'm in alignment with that. I can accept that. Maybe I have to compete with his other brother if he's still around. But so it's this kind of thing where it just made me relax and say, okay, I don't have to worry about that property. I'll get some of it, you know, unless they change the laws, right? No, but it gives you a peaceful feeling to know it's there. And that's what inspiring you to believe is, it's there. It's yours. Nobody's going to take it away. The universe is not going to pull it back. Ooh, isn't that an interesting thought? The universe is not going to pull it back. They're not going to say, ooh, look. Nobody's going to take it away. The universe is not going to say, well, you did that yesterday. Yeah, you had some problems. And, you know, you did this or you did that. We're going to take it away from you. Now, you may not be in alignment with it, but they're not going to take it away from you. The universe will never take it away. Okay? Okay, so we're moving into other articles. Now, I'd like you to call in. Let's talk about what's going on in your life, and we'll show you, the Spirit will show you what's out there for you. Then the next step, after they show you what's out there, is to believe it and accept it, and to get inspired to accept it. Okay? Okay, so let me get into an article or two. What was I going to do? I had the Abraham quote. I had an Abraham quote I wanted to give you today and see how that goes. And then we'll go into some other articles. I really want to take your calls. That's kind of why I'm here, to take your calls, see what's going on with you. Okay. The more fear one has of anything, the more a vibrational match to the thing that they fear they are. Wait a minute. I know that's the most confusing sentence I've read in a long time. The more a vibrational match to the thing that they fear, they are. So if you fear something and you think about it, you become a vibrational match to it. You align with your fear. So help your child discover that if she makes things that are potentially frightening a non-issue to her, they won't bother her. But that's for adults too. If we sit there and dwell upon our fears, then we're aligning ourselves with our fears. Our energies are moving to our fears. Our energies are not moving to what we want. And you can recognize a fear. I mean, let's say you're afraid of being in the dark, right? Well, you can change it, right? You can change it. You can quickly change it. You can change it. You can move it. So, let's move on to some other articles. And I always want to check back if you have any questions and you have thoughts for me, or if you, well, how was your weekend? I got people in the chat room. You can chat in the chat room. You can tell me really quickly, how was your weekend? You can tell me what's going on in your lives, and we can move in. I'll give you a minute to comment about your weekend. Okay, no comments. anything you fear that you want to let go of? Is there any fears that you want to let go of? That if you dwell on that fear, it just brings more of that. Okay, so I got a person typing, so I'll let you type. Okay, so. Well, the gym is a good thing to do. Good. So you felt good about the gym. Nice peaceful weekend, it sounds like. Okay, so let me get into the article, and you can type, and I'll be back. Okay, so you had just a good weekend, just a generally very good weekend, right? That's what you're telling me. Oh, I got another comment. Okay, so comments. Okay, how was my weekend? Oh, I worked on my taxes. How fun, huh? Worked on my taxes. Had a good weekend. It was peaceful. Did a lot of walking. It rained here. But, okay, let's get it back into, yeah, my weekend. My weekend. My dishwasher broke last night. You know, we look at things that are negative in our lives. We think things that are happening that are negative. Sometimes we can look at it as an opportunity to learn something, or an opportunity to move forward, an opportunity to manifest. You know, when something breaks or something goes crazy in our lives, whatever it might be, the dishwasher, the car breaks, you know, I had a great experience of that a while back, where we have an opportunity to manifest something in our lives. We have an opportunity to seek solution. The solution is out there. So people forget the solution is out there. We just have to align ourselves with the solution. I know it's kind of frustrating sometimes. Something breaks and something's not working well. But aligning ourselves, right? Just aligning yourself with solution. Thinking about, oh, this is what I like. Oh, that's old. And maybe, you know, this is what I really love to have now. Right? I really love to have that. Okay, so let's move on to another article or two, and you guys can type. Well, I'll let you type away a little bit more. Okay. So generally, it was a learning weekend. Good. It's always good to grow. Oh, okay. I know what I was going to do. I talked about inspiration, inspiring thoughts. And I thought, I looked up the idea. And this was from the Huffington Post. And the Huffington Post, it's 100 motivational quotes that will inspire you to be successful. And I thought, well, let's just do some of these. Because these are kind of fun, right? If you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission. Not a great quote. Think about that for a moment. If you want to achieve greatness, stop asking for permission. Anonymous. I've been watching this series on Showtime called Billions. And it's about success. It's about achieving success. And it's about power. And it's power versus power. And I thought it's a really fascinating series. But it's about that. Just going for it. Okay, John Wooden, famous basketball coach, UCLA, one of the most famous basketball coaches in the history of, you know, the sport, right? Things work out best for those who make the best of how things work out. Who make the best of how things work out. So we'll leave it there. To live a creative life, we must lose our fear of being wrong. Ooh, isn't that a big one? It's another anonymous, right? Another anonymous, to live a creative life, we must lose our fear of being wrong or failure. Wrong. just think about that one. Chew on that one for a moment. Oh, I'm afraid I'll be wrong. I'm afraid I can't do it. I'm afraid somebody's going to think I'm wrong if I do this. Right? And that holds you back. So you have to let go of that, don't we? Do we have to let go of that fear of being wrong? I think that's a beautiful quote. What do you think? Is there anything in your life that you're afraid of being wrong about? And you just let go, let it go, let it go. Okay, so what's the next one? Okay, wait a minute. Where did I just go? Oh, back to this one. Back to these. These are good. Let me give you a couple more. And you guys can comment on this and see if anything's – and I want to hear your thoughts on whether this applies to you or not. And if anybody wants to call in, if they have questions for Spirit, if you're not willing to risk the usual, you will have to settle for the ordinary. Jim Rohn was a famous motivational speaker, and he did a lot of motivational work with people in sales – motivating salespeople. But so if you're not willing to risk the usual, you will have to settle the ordinary. Or another way of putting that, if you're not willing to step out of the box, and step out into it, into the world, and do things differently, you're just going to settle back and into the ordinary. So it really depends, though, doesn't it, on you. Do you really want to step out of the box? Do you really want to do something different? Or are you just kind of, it's okay. It's okay. I like the ordinary. I like things as they are right now. I'm settling. I'm just willing to settle with things right now. I don't want anything extraordinary in my life. Or do you want more? Are you settling? Right? Okay, so let's move on. Okay, that was Jim. Trust because you're willing to accept the risk, not because it's safe or certain. Trust because you're willing to accept the risk. You know, life is about risk, isn't it? I mean, there's certain risks that are greater than others. I mean, jumping out of an airplane, there's a lot of risk in that, or driving 300 miles an hour down a highway, or whatever, 150 miles an hour down a highway. But then there's also those risks of taking chances in your life. A risk of failure. The risk of failure. Because if you can't risk failure, you're going to stay stuck, right? If you can't risk failure, you're going to get stuck in where you're at right now. So think about that. Am I really willing to risk failure? Knowing that failure will just lead to the next thing. Yes. So, are you willing to? I would ask you that question. Okay, so let's move on. Let's move on to the next one. What is the next one? Okay, I don't know. It's a Swami, and I'm not even going to try to pronounce his last name. But okay, but this is a good quote. Take one idea. Make that one idea your life. Think of it. Dream it. Live on that idea. Let the brain, muscles, nerves, and every part of your body be full of that idea. And just leave every other idea alone. Can you imagine that? Can you do that? That is the way to success. So it's focus. It doesn't mean that idea is the only idea you'll ever have. Doesn't mean that you'll never have a new idea, or that once that idea is over, there won't be another one. But for right now, what he's saying, and I agree with this, and I don't know if you agree with this, focus on that one thing. Focus on that one thing. So, can you do that? Can you focus? Can you? Okay, so moving right on. Let me check back with you guys. Any callers? Oh, well, you have a caller. Okay, I'll take a caller. So this is about inspiration, and these are really great thoughts about inspiring you. Are you willing to just put 100% of yourself into one place right now? And just let everything else just kind of put off to the sideline. You know, I was talking about that last Friday about, and I was watching people who are so focused on getting something right in their lives. Even the chef who makes the most famous grilled cheese sandwich in the world, who's 100% focused and not distracted by things around him on making that grilled cheese sandwich. Now, that's the one idea. I'm going to make you the perfect grilled cheese sandwich. And everything else, I'm letting go. So your one idea, that one focus can be for a week, a day, a year, 20 years. But can you do that? Wow, that's a big question because we get so distracted by life, don't we? Hello?
Yes, happy Monday. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Whom am I speaking with?
Tina.
Tina, oh, we've talked before, haven't we, Tina?
Yes, we have, and it's always a pleasure. I just wanted to know what the spirit had for me.
Success.
Oh.
Well, that's what you want, isn't it? Isn't that what you want?
Yes, I received that. Yes.
Really? So where do you want to be successful? What do you want?
In every area.
Okay, so let's focus on something right now, though. What's the most important thing in your life? Because usually when you want to be successful in everything, it's a gradual process, isn't it? You can't do everything at once. Are you the excellent juggler that can have five balls up in the air going all at the same time, right?
No, I don't want to do all that. I don't want to be a jack of all trades, no.
So what do you want to focus on? What do you want to be successful in?
I just want to get married, and I want my husband and I to be successful together.
Okay, so what are you doing about that?
The gentleman I'm dating is already successful, so that's really good. So now I'll be able to focus on my other business ideas.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so,
excellent. Yeah. So why not? You know, as I was, the quote I had earlier, and I don't know if you're listening to all the show, you know, from the author Pam Grout, was basically don't try too hard. Just let it be. Put it out there. Tell the universe, this is what I want. And just let it unfold in front of you. Because, you know, the more you try, the harder you try. Right? The more you get into this kind of negative space. Because trying really hard is really kind of a lot of negative energy, right?
Oh, wow.
Because trying means trying means I might fail.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just allowing it to happen. It's trust. Trust is out there. You know, trust is there already for you. That's the whole point. Mm-hmm. Trust that it's there already for you, and you're just going to imagine it, visualize it, and feel it, and know it's happening. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You'll get it.
Yes. Okay.
It's in your destiny is how I hear it for you. It's in your destiny.
Oh, that's great.
You don't believe that?
I know it is. I know it.
Okay. Okay, very good. You get it. Any questions? Is that it? There, are we done?
I just wanted to connect. No, I wanted to connect with a good friend. She was like a sister that passed. Her name was Cindy.
Oh, when did she pass?
3 years ago, almost 4 years ago in October.
Let me give you this, see if it resonates with you, because I don't always know if I'm getting the right energy. I still get the picture. I get the picture of her holding your hand like we're still holding hands. We're still holding.
I spent the night in the hospital with her and held her hand.
Yeah, so we're still holding hands. This is what I keep getting the message from you. So she's still with you. She's still holding your hands. If you really focus on it and really get quiet, you can actually feel her holding your hand.
Oh.
It's a light embrace. Wow. It's not like a twist and grab and turn. But like you can feel that softness on your hand. Like there's this soft energy on your hand.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there anything she wants me to do for her children now?
Just show them love. Just show them love. That's it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
You know, but also along with that and the showing of love, they need to be treated like they're special somehow, some way.
Yes.
They need to be treated like they're special some way. Okay?
That they're
really loved and they're not abandoned and there's people for them. Okay?
Yes, that's beautiful.
Okay? Got it?
Yes, thank you so much. Yes, thank you so much.
You take care.
You have a great day. Thank you. Bye.
Yeah, bye. A sales guy hugging you, huh? Like a friend in the chat room here. Sales guys. I'm sorry. I was just kind of focusing on the... See, we got to focus, right? We got to focus on... So let's get back to the quotes. Okay, let's get back to our quotes. The 100 motivational. Where did we leave off? Okay. Walt Disney. Oh, yeah. All of our dreams can true if we have the courage to pursue them. Now, we're back to that same kind of mindset from all these successful people. And all these people are trying to inspire you, saying, you got to take risks. You got to show courage. You got to get out there. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to work hard and you don't have to put out a huge amount of effort, but you got to hold on to it and courage to pursue them, to visualize them. And when synchronicity happens in your life, you need to jump on it. You need to jump on the synchronicities. Okay, so moving right along, we got past Walt Disney. Press that. Okay. Good things come to people who wait, but better things come to those who go out and get them. That's another anonymous quote. Isn't that kind of a same thing? You know, when synchronicity happens in your life, you go for it. You jump on it. You don't sit back and go, oh, maybe, I don't know, I got fear. Maybe it'll never happen for me. Maybe it'll never get there, right? No, you jump on it. You go for it. I love this. Winston Churchill, famous prime minister of Great Britain, World War II and thereabout and thereafter, a little bit after that. Success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Don't you love that quote? I mean, that isn't that a fabulous quote? You think about life and you think about success is walking from failure to failure with no loss of enthusiasm. Ooh. Isn't that incredible idea? That even though things happen to us, even though things, horrible things, failure after failure, you have that same enthusiasm for life, success going forward. You just don't give up because you failed. You just don't give up. You got it? You just don't give up. Okay, so moving right along. Another great quote. Any other questions? Chat room people? Anybody? Okay. I love this one. This is another anonymous. They got a whole bunch of anonymouses, and that's okay because somebody with an interesting thought pattern wrote this. Successful entrepreneurs are givers and not takers of positive energy. Ooh, isn't that a great quote? Successful entrepreneurs are givers and not takers of positive energy. Never thought about that one? Or as the proverb said, just when the caterpillar thought the world was ending, he turned into a butterfly. Sometimes you hit the wall in life, right? Sometimes you get to that place, right? you get that place. But you know that just beyond that wall is success. And you'll get there. Okay, so moving right along. I'm just letting you think about these for a second. I'll absorb. Okay, I agree and disagree with this one. Okay, no, this one. Try not to become a person of success, but rather try to become a person of value. That's Albert Einstein. That's a little different take on it, isn't it? A little different take on that whole subject. Okay, so moving right along. I like this. Eleanor Roosevelt. I'm just kind of into these quotes today. I hope you don't mind. And it's trying to inspire you a little bit and think about things and maybe shift your attitude and your thinking your process a little bit. I am going to post this on Facebook. And then if you join me on Facebook, you can read some of these, okay? And then they're there for people to look at and read, you know, and sometimes if you need encouragement, this is the kind of stuff that you go, okay, I like this. Eleanor Roosevelt. Great minds discuss ideas. Average minds discuss events. Small minds discuss people. Now, we can break that one down, and we can just do that, right? Great minds discuss ideas. It's creating, it's thinking, it's solutions. It's great minds would say that are in solution mode of thinking solutions, of working on ideas and something for the future. Average minds discuss events, things that have happened, you know, staying in the now, things that are happening, you know, the world around us, right? Yeah, small minds discuss people. You know, they get petty, they jealousies, all that sort of thing, right? Okay, so great minds discuss ideas. And this Thomas Edison quote, I could do all these all day, and I know you're going, ugh, okay, but they're inspiring. Thomas Edison. I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways it won't work. Discovery, failure that won't work. So let me find some other ones. Let me check back and see if you guys have something you want to talk about. Okay. Okay. So, same people. No, I love you guys. I really appreciate that. And I thought today was about inspiration and motivation. So that's kind of where I'm going this direction with these motivational quotes. And this is a good way to start the week. So, you know, you've had a weekend. You got a week coming up. You got to work, blah, blah. I love this one. This is a good one. Okay. There's a bunch of good ones. And these are really cool. Don't raise your voice. Improve your argument. Ooh, do you like that? So you're upset about somebody in your family and something's going on and on. And so instead of getting more upset, think about your argument. Come up with better ideas, better solutions to the situation. Oscar Wilde said, what seems to us as bitter trials are often blessings in disguise. Sometimes from our failures, we learn more, don't we? Sometimes from our failures, right? Sometimes from our failures, okay, so let me see if there's any other ones that I really want to cover right now. Blessed are those who give without remembering and take without forgetting. Isn't that a cool thought? Blessed are those who give without remembering. So, you know, you're not holding over somebody, oh, I gave you this and oh, yeah, da, 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 you know, tit for tat kind of thing. No, no. It's just giving and being generous and being generosity, right? And take without forgetting. So if somebody taking something from somebody and going, oh, wow, thank you. I appreciate that a lot. I really honestly appreciate that. I love this quote. And now you guys may not agree with this quote, and you may think this is just kind of a little different, but just think about this one for a moment, and we'll see how much time is left and see if anybody wants to call in. I hope you guys are enjoying this. I mean, people listen to the show down the road a little ways. I hope you enjoy these quotes. And I posted it on Facebook, so if you want to go look it up, if you want to join me on Facebook, that's cool. And I have a special for readings, you know, and it's just, you know, whether it's talking to dead people, it's you know, whatever. If you need advice from spirit, if you want guidance on how to get there, if you know what's happening, what's going to happen in your future, and what you can reach for, I have a special. It's $10 for 15 minutes. Now, that's a lot cheaper than normally what I would charge, but hey, why not? I want to help you guys. And if I can inspire you and I can give you messages that you can help you to reach forward into your life and get where you want to go, that's cool. So how would you reach me? Well, you can reach me through Facebook. You can write me through here. My email address, I believe, or my website. No, you can reach me through this site. It's a magazine I've been working on, not as diligently as I'd like sometimes, but I'm working on it, right? It's the messenger.info. You can reach me through the messenger.info, and actually you can do a payment through there. And so, yeah, 15 minutes for $10. It's special, so especially for my radio listeners and my Facebook friends. So if you're so inclined to do that. I got about a minute and a half. I didn't know comments. And let me give you maybe one more quote in the next minute. How about this one? This is another anonymous. A lot of anonymous. And I think about this one. This is kind of a mind twister a little bit. Your problem isn't the problem. Your reaction is the problem. Think about that. Your problem isn't the problem. Your reaction is the problem. What do you think about that? I think that's pretty interesting. Yeah. Okay, so I have about a minute left. So I'm going to be back tomorrow. I'll probably be here tomorrow. And then Wednesday, I got to finish up my taxes. I'm going to devote that day. I'm going to focus on one thing for one day, which is finishing that. I like this quote. I got to finish with this quote because it just came through and it says really cool. It says, "Nothing in the world is more common than unsuccessful people with talent." So do you don't want to be common? Do you really want to be common? Do you want to be a successful person, an unsuccessful person with talent? Or do you want to be a successful person with talent? Or do you really even need to have talent? Yeah, I guess you have to have some, right? Just using your gifts. So I love you guys. I will be back tomorrow and Thursday and Friday this week. Enjoy your week. Okay, bye now.